Always good to catch up with Superintendent Don Wood from the Great Southern Police District. Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Morning to your listeners.
You haven't had you for a while here.
No, been busy travelling the district. It's a big district, as you know, so good to get out and see the staff and look at the communities and what's going on out there. So,
And once you come in, you bring the weather with you.
It's always, yeah, but it must be getting close to the weekend, mate.
And Superintendent, you've got some visitors here today.
Yes, a big focus is still on the firearms amnesty. So we've got Inspector Jeff Andrijevic from Perth, who heads our firearms licensing unit that's here. And we want to get the message out about the firearms amnesty. And we've also got Mr. Vince Hughes, who's our relatively new CEO for Crime Stoppers, that works really closely with us. And of course, Crime Stoppers is extremely important to what we do.
Jeff Andrijevic, thank you so much for coming in. Tell us how are things going with the firearm amnesty?
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Good morning, everyone. Going really well so far. Statewide, we've had almost 740 firearms handed in. Locally here in the Great Southern, we've had 44. We've had quite a few unique items handed in so far.
Vince Hughes, the CEO of Crime Stoppers, thanks for coming to Albany.
Thanks, Terry. That's great.
How are things going with the Crime Stoppers program?
Fantastic with the Crime Stoppers program. And my role here today is to try and get people to realise that Crime Stoppers is a community tool. It's we work very closely with police, but it's a community tool where people can report any information they have about criminal activity in an anonymous way. Now, but in particular to this firearms amnesty, there may be times after when the amnesty is finished where somebody knows somebody who hasn't handed in a firearm and may have some concerns about that firearm. Well, please feel free to ring in on Crime Stoppers and we will make sure that it goes to the relevant authorities.
And with the Crime Stoppers number, that's accessible 24 hours a day?
Yeah, that's the 1-800-333-000. But also we have on an online facility as well, which is also completely anonymous. When somebody submits the report form, it goes to a secure server. The internet address gets scrubbed and then goes on to the police from there.
Vince Hughes joining us from Crime Stoppers and Jeff Andrijevic from the Firearms and Licenses. Of course, as you mentioned before, only a few more days to surrender those weapons.
Yes, Terry, you're right. We've had some really unique, we've had some old antique type firearms handed in, some pre-1900 Portuguese and different firearms from there, World War One, World War Two era. But some of the other ones that I'm quite pleased to get off the road and off the street is the homemade pistols. We've had some homemade rifles and shotguns with silencers attached, so they're great to receive.
Are you concerned by what's being found in people's homes and properties?
Yeah, it's not unexpected, and that's what the amnesty is about. It's about community safety. It's about getting these firearms off the street, and we'll destroy the ones that we can, and some of the more historic ones we'll work with some museums and historical society and get them preserved.